Tango Tango Papa 1748, June 15, 2013.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you this evening from someplace in upstate New York along Interstate 87. That's part of the New York Thruway Turnpike, and so I'm parked at a service plaza. I'm about, I'm on my way to deliver tomorrow afternoon to where it's Amsterdam, New York. And so I've still got about, I don't know, it's about 80 or 85 miles from here that's left to go. So just decided I'd go ahead and stop here for the night. So the last, of course, the last several days, the poison ivy and the hives have kind of continued in earnest. And you know, in some ways it's gotten better. You know, the main thing, you know, the genital swelling that I had, that is gone away, and that is pretty much back to normal. But now, today especially, it started really yesterday, my face started swelling. And so today, I don't know, I gave up this morning. You know, I could open my eyes. My eyes didn't swell shut or anything. But I gave up. I started putting my contact, you know, I wear soft contact lenses most of the time. And I started putting the contact lens in my right eye, and it was just, you know, I couldn't get the eye open. I couldn't hold it open far enough with all of the swelling to really, I would have had to struggle to get it in there. I could have probably done it if I had really tried, but after a couple of missed attempts, I just put the contact lens back away and just wore the glasses today. But my eyes, my cheeks are really swollen. I don't even look like myself right now. So that's kind of a bad symptom. And then the other problem I've had, and it's been kind of ongoing, I've had a lot of trouble trying to sleep. You know, not just because of the itching, and I'm not tired, and so it's probably my own fault because I didn't follow what the doctor said. The doctor, you know, I went to that walk-in clinic, and they gave me a shot of steroids in the hip, and then the doctor said, just take your Benadryl, you know, and you'll probably be fine if you do that. Well, you know, I went home, and so Mom, always, you know, she was a, you know, she's long since retired, but she used to be an LPN, and, you know, so she knows all about the drugs and what have you, and so she gave me some prednisone, and she said, here, take this, maybe up to three of these a day as needed, and then you taper off. You know, you don't want to just stop taking the prednisone, just, you know, kind of taper off. And then I have this other friend that he said, well, I have hives, and this, they gave me this prescription for these. And it's hydroxy something or other, HCL, and hydroxyzine. I think another name for it is Atarax. So that is also has kind of an antihistamine effect. That drug does, and I think it's kind of in a Benadryl type class. So, you know, I took that, and so I was taking the Benadryl, and I was taking these other things too. And I'm not sure, but what, you know, I'm allergic to either that hydroxyzine or I could be allergic to the prednisone. It's not very likely that I'd be allergic to the prednisone because your body actually makes a form of it, about 5 milligrams of it a day. In a normal person, your body actually manufactures a form of prednisone. So it's not likely, but it, you know, that it could be that I'm allergic to that, or I could be allergic to the hydroxyzine. So because I've been just getting these kind of ongoing things. So now what I've done, I hadn't taken anything for about 24 hours. So now I've decided that I'm just going to go back to what the doctor said. Take the Benadryl. And so in the meantime, I've gotten some calamine lotion, and that really kind of helps a lot with the periodic bouts with itching. This thing with my face is just, I don't know, it's it's pretty bizarre. Face all kind of swollen up, and that's pretty miserable. But so anyway, it kind of continues, and then, you know, otherwise I'm feeling fine. I just, you know, it's kind of miserable, especially with the swollen face and kind of itching and so on and so forth. It's really kind of a miserable thing, and then not being able to sleep very well, because that kind of interferes with that. So, I don't know. But anyway, if the condition, I'll just use the Benadryl now, just that alone. And if that doesn't improve within a few days, if it doesn't get any better, then I'm going to have to go to a clinic, some kind of a walk-in clinic somewhere out here on the road. If I have to, I'll have to. But I don't know. This is, you know, as I said before, people joke about poison ivy and so on and so forth, and it's really no joke. If you're allergic to it, if you get into it, it can be very serious. And I guess that's probably true with any sort of allergy, but 75% of people are allergic to poison ivy. And it's not something that you should just say, well, if I get it, make a joke about it. It's really no joking matter, especially, you know, and I think I might have got a massive dose of it. So, but, you know, because it's just hanging on. And that, of course, that one article that I read, I think on one of the medical websites, said that it could last for up to 6 weeks before it's out of my system, or, you know, it just kind of depends. So, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But, I don't know, there's a kind of a mentality people have, you know, you go to the doctor and you expect some kind of prescription. And, really, with any kind of hives, Benadryl is a pretty good, most people can take that. I've taken it in the past. I'm sure I'm not allergic to the Benadryl. That's pretty good stuff, even though it's over the counter and it's inexpensive. It is really, in many cases, that is the best solution for hives. But, people always want to, you know, especially if you have drugs, you know, you just have some extra ones and, you know, here, take this. This works for me. Well, it may work for you, you know, but it may not be the best thing for everybody. So the moral of the story is, you know, if you're paying a doctor, if you're paying a doctor to give you advice, you know, his advice, then, you know, it'd probably be a good idea to listen and do not try to share other people's prescriptions. Just because it, you know, the drug, whatever it is, works for them, it may not work for everyone. And then there may be some interactions that were going on between these three drugs, you know, because I was taking the Benadryl and then this hydroxyzine, and then the prednisone. And between those three, there may have been some bad interactions that were keeping me awake, because normally Benadryl has a tendency to make me drowsy. So, like I say, I'll just continue now. I'm just switching just completely to the Benadryl. It's been a good 24 hours since I've taken any of the other stuff, and so now we'll just wait and see what happens with the Benadryl. And then I am using the calamine lotion, and that's kind of ugly when you put it on your arm, and it's, you know, it's all kind of white, chalky, or, you know, kind of a pink, chalky stuff, and it dries, and but it is kind of soothing, and it's as good of an itch reliever as probably most of the things you're going to find. But it's, you know, it doesn't look very good once it's on there and dried, but oh well. It feels fairly good. And, it, you know, and anything that can keep me from scratching, because obviously if you scratch the hives, then it just aggravates the situation and makes it worse. So anyway, I did go ahead, you know, I'm still subscribed to Audible, you know, the one book a month. And so that I had a credit. And so I got this book that I'd saved in my, you know, you can save your, you know, if you find books, you know, you put them in Audible's wish list. And so I got to digging in there, and I found this one that it's a very interesting book. It's about 9 hours long, and it was published in 2010, I believe. And the name of it is The Big Short. And it's sort of another history of what went on with Wall Street, you know, in the derivative trading and so on and so forth starting, you know, way back in the late 90s and in the 2000s and leading up to the, you know, the big crash. When was that? In 2008, maybe? So, but it's actually quite a good book, and it really explains the derivatives. You know, they've made these derivatives out to be, you know, like it's something you cannot understand. Well, this guy does an excellent job of really explaining what they are and kind of how they work. And that's he's very good, you know, otherwise at just kind of explaining this stuff and telling the story and, you know, kind of what happened. And essentially, you know, people say, oh, it's greed or whatever. Well, of course it's greed. But the problem is, it's not capitalism that's gone wrong or whatever. It's us that's gone wrong. Why can't people see that? We, as a society, we as individuals have gone wrong. We were, we were raised by, obviously it's an imperfect world, we're raised by imperfect parents. But those parents were, you know, this corruption that has been going on for a long time. And, you know, it takes two or three, it takes about three generations, you know, corrupting the kids, you know, and then they grow up and have kids, and then their kids are worse than they were, and so on and so forth. And then there's this tendency to spoil kids. And so these people, you know, all these Wall Street people that engaged in this stuff, and a lot of it was just really, it was fraud. Maybe they kind of convinced themselves that it was really what they were doing was a good thing, but a lot of it was just plain old fraud, and it was kind of like a giant Ponzi scheme in many ways. You know, where they were loaning money to people that had no possibility of paying it back. So, you know, the people that they loaned it to are not completely innocent. They, you know, because they were instructed in many cases, they were instructed to lie on the forms. And so you had people that had, you know, in documented cases where people didn't have any job or anything else, and yet somehow they were given these sometimes ridiculously big loans for these houses. And so it was what ended up happening was those people were already corrupted, you know, because they'd, oh, well, I'll go ahead and lie. The guy's telling me to lie, and they, you know, nod, nod, wink, wink. You know, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I want the new house. You know, and then the people that were making the loans, they had an incentive. Their incentive was to make as much money as they possibly could by, you know, kind of putting these things together and selling them and so on and so forth. And they, you know, they weren't following any kind of standard protocols as far as qualifying people, you know, to be able to pay the mortgage back. So there's corruption everywhere. So it's not really the fault of capitalism. And you can't say, oh, it's just greed. You're greedy, greedy, greedy. You're immoral. You've lost your morals. We've lost our morals. You know, because if a majority of people have morals, you know, there's always going to be some fraud. There's always going to be crooks. But if a majority of the people in the society, the dominant number of people in the society, have morals and they have standards, these kind of things just aren't going to happen. You know, so you had people that were taking the loans. They're not complete. You know, they'd like to portray them as innocent little victims. Well, they're not completely innocent. And the people that were doing the, you know, that were actually selling these things, obviously they're not innocent either. You know, where's their morality? Where are their standards at? So it's just a symptom. It really is just a symptom of what was already gone wrong with our society. You know, we were morally bankrupt in the 70s. Let's be honest. This just didn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. You don't simply flip a switch and everyone's immoral. So we were morally, we were gone in the 1970s. It was just a matter of time before it all comes apart, you know, and in the in a time span in that, you know, 1970 till today, what is that, 43 years? That's nothing, you know, in the grand scheme of things. That's like a little like a shadow, like a momentary shadow, sort of flitting across a screen. So, without morals, morals are everything. Without morals, this country, any country, the world has no future. That's all there is. You know, and I'm wondering how many people are still trying to, you know, how many people are still trying to think, oh, there's got to be some political solution that we can invoke. we just get the right leader in there, then somehow they'll be able to turn this all around. It doesn't work that way. And actually, it never has worked that way. The only way it could possibly work that way would be is if you had, behind the scenes, there has to be some sort of a moral revival that takes place, you know, and then the politics can turn around. The politics simply reflect the morality or the lack of it. And we have just an absolute lack of it. America is wicked, filled with wicked people beyond belief. It's outrageous. So, but anyway, I listened to part of it yesterday and then part of it today. Very good book. If you want to understand kind of what really happened with the the term's eluding me, the subprime mortgage crisis on Wall Street. If you really want to understand that, that's a great book. It's called The Big Short. And really, really did enjoy it. So, anyway, I took some Benadryl. I took actually a couple of them. I don't know when I stopped. I've been here maybe an hour, maybe not quite an hour. And so I'm hoping that that's going to kind of kick in and maybe make me drowsy. If it does, I'm going to really enjoy it and hopefully be able to sleep tonight. As I say, the past several nights, I've slept an hour and a half each night. But, you know, it could have been the prednisone could kind of have an effect on me where it's kind of making me, kind of energetic. And, you know, because I haven't felt drowsy at all. I felt fine that way. So it could have been the prednisone, or now the Atarax probably would have a tendency to put me to sleep, but it sometimes with some people it has the opposite effect. So I don't know, but so everything should have been out of my system pretty much. So the Benadryl, and like I say, I've got the calamine lotion that I can just, you know, really, really douse myself with. And and then hopefully maybe the Benadryl will have some sort of an effect on my, on the swelling in my face. Because that's really kind of the pits. And it does get worse when I kind of lay down. But it even today, I mean, after I got up, it went down a little bit, but not a whole lot. So, like I say, I don't even recognize myself in the mirror right now. I look pretty rough. And I fully expect that once the swelling does go down, I'm going to probably have some bruising around my eyes, so I'm going to probably have some black-looking eyes. So anyway, I just wanted to record a quick podcast and, talk about those two things. And then, like I say, I'll get headed to bed here, and hopefully I'll be able to catch up on my sleep just a little bit. So anyhow, hope everyone is having a great, hope you have a great weekend, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com. Thank you.